657-7201.
In the House are accusing a Muslim group, one that you've heard of and we've talked about before, of trying to plant spies. Ooh, imagine that, of course. More on Timmy Geithner aides making so much money they couldn't even keep it all in one place on Wall Street. Wait till you hear the story on that. How do they escape the Senate hearings? We've been talking about this for a while. On America Tonight Now, a lot of stories are starting to catch up. They're starting to break in the media across the country about Geithner. Again, no surprise if you've been following along. Geithner, of course, a guy who owes a ton of people and won the favor of Obama, didn't pay his taxes, and he's our treasury dude. Go figure. Happy as always to be the captain of the ship called America Tonight, Kate Delaney. As always, you can throw in your two cents on anything that we're jawing about here on the air at 800-259-5791 or flip me an email at americatonight.net. We start with this one, of course, healthcare, 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 stupid. October 25th. Wow, or really the 26th, because that would be Monday. A big day. Why is it a big day? Because now Harry Reid takes the ball and tries to run with it, meaning everything that happened through the Senate Finance Committee now will be scrutinized and crunched up in from five other bills and talked about with the Senate, the full Senate, starting on that Monday in the last week of October. So what does it all mean? Well, we have been talking about this all the way through. Let's cut through the BS and the crap and the rhetoric and the legalese and everything else and the bills that make no sense to anybody. Really, if you look at it, it's the very same things that we talked about, at least here in America Tonight, and I know other people are talking about. It's the cost, it's the cost, it's the cost. It's going to cost you. It's going to cost your family. It's going to cost in premiums. Taxes are going to go up. The way it's laid out, I just don't see any other way. It's an estimate. And I likened it in our last show to an estimate you might get for an automobile or hail damage on your roof. Sadly, the first hailstorm in 30 years occurs, and luckily you have insurance for the house, right? But you're getting estimates, and they seem to be all over the board. That happened to me with a car, actually, with hail damage, and they were widely different. What was the deal? It depended on the three different places that I had to go to, and that was what was required of me. So the bottom line is, whatever the estimates are, you can multiply them, and I guarantee it's going to cost much more than that. So in looking at what the Republican response is, because what happened the other day is President Obama said, well, this is great. There's bipartisan support, and congratulations to Senator Olympia Snowe for having the courage to do what she did, meaning the lone GOPer who jumped to the Democratic side of this thing. And, great on her part, and we have bipartisan cooperation, but hardly, because she was it. 14-9 ultimately was the vote. So what was the response from Republicans? You've heard some of it. We've also on our last show let you hear some of it. But here's Michael Steele, the RNC chairman, and what he had to say I thought was pretty interesting about, one, Reid now taking the pitch and pushing it to the Senate, and also about how, let's be serious, there is no bipartisan cooperation going on here.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, right. Yeah, sure. Yeah, one Republican vote out of 40 in the Senate does not bipartisan make. And I think that, that's a nice little spin by the administration. You've got a long way to go, Mr. President, before you get to bipartisanship in terms of really putting together a bill that makes sense. This has now been turned over to Harry Reid. Harry Reid is going to draft the bill that's going to, in my view, go counter to everything that certainly we've been arguing for as Republicans for the last 6 or 7 months, putting in place real reform in terms of portability, the ability to get small business pools in place, tort reform, all those things that are not part of really turning this thing around. I think what we've seen here is a vote yesterday for higher taxes, more government spending, higher premiums, and more government control. And I just don't think that's where the American people are. So, you know, everybody can do their little victory lap and talk about bipartisanship, John. I'm not trying to be an obstructionist here. To the contrary, I'm saying, can we all get in a room and have a Rodney King moment and work towards something that it reflects the common sense bottom-up approach that the voters and the certainly the insureds of our country, you, me, and others, want to be done.
All right, so you heard what Steele said there. Not saying that, you know, we can't get in a room and hash this out, but give me a break. There's nothing bipartisan going on at this point. Certainly there's not. Now it's a question of what happens once the Senate gets it. I still think that you're not even going to see this full-fledged here at the end of October, getting closer to the holidays. I don't think you're going to see any ultimate vote on this, but I could be wrong. There's massive pressure on the Democrats to make something happen. So who knows? There could be a Christmas Eve speech on the health care reform getting passed and signed into legislation. And somewhere, you know, it's going to sneak in that public option. Speaking of sneaking in, some Republican members of the Congressional Anti-Terrorism Caucus are saying that CARE, you've heard of CARE, right? The Council on American Islamic Relations, that they've tried to plant spies with some key national security committees in order to do what they can to shape whatever legislative policy they might be able to get their hands on. So you had Congresswoman Sue Myrick, you had John Shadegg and Paul Bruhn and a couple of others, Trent Franks from Arizona, saying that the book Muslim Mafia Inside the Secret Underworld that's conspiring to use Islamic teachings across America, of course, with the jihadist twist in it, called for the House Sergeant at Arms to investigate, I love this, finally, whether CARE had been successful in placing interns on key panels. That's nice. So they're focusing on Homeland Security, the Intelligence Committee, and the Judiciary Committee. Because this is the deal. If an organization is connected or supports terrorists, and they're running some kind of influential operation or doing the spy thing, that has to be uncovered. Hello? Guess what, calling back the Middle East, guess what I found out today on the Homeland Security Committee is nothing safe. Of course not. It just shows you how porous things are, even at the Capitol, and not just our borders, but the Capitol and in high offices and on some key committees, some of the sensitive material that they would talk about. If an intern got in there that was a spy, obviously they could have access to plenty of things that could be damaging to the United States. But here's what's interesting. The Office of the House Sergeant at Arms is saying, hey, this is a bunch of crap. We have never received a request from any of those Republicans, and they won't even speculate on how they would address it. So something's fishy there, right? Stay with us.
Say no to government vaccinations. Say no to toxic overload. Say no to chemicals. Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain, the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses. Why risk government vaccinations? Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. awesome. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Back in the Wayback Machine on America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate hanging out with you as we ride the rough tides. I got more on that whole CARE thing, too, by the way, because they had a reaction. Ibrahim Hopper, who is a spokesperson for them, said, God forbid American Muslims take part in the political process and exercise their rights, that this is just people who are hate-filled, and that's what it is. It would almost be laughable, but they have audiences, etc., because he's trying to downplay it and whatnot, and saying that it's unfounded, the accusations, and is they're in fact worried that it would tarnish the work that's been done by them to improve relations between Muslims and non-Muslim Americans. So there has been reaction on both sides to this, and of course the accusations come with Congress considering reauthorizing its expiring provisions in the Patriot Act, which is has been torpedoed on both the right and the left. The Republicans are calling on the IRS to launch a full investigation into CARE's lobbying activities, just to judge if they're in violation of their federal nonprofit status. I say to Hopper, look, if you have nothing to hide, then just comply and then hold your little press conference and say that people are accusing you of things and it's not right and I'm just trying to improve relations because I think it's time, I mean, honestly, and I think this should have happened a long time ago, look under the hood. What do I say all the time? Follow the money. If there's nothing to hide, then it's all good, right? Don's listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hello, Don.
Is this Kenny?
Yes, it is, Don. How are you?
He must have put up the wrong state there.
Oh, Don in Wyoming. Look, Wyoming, Kentucky, very similar, right?
Yeah.
It's all right. What's up, Dono?
Yeah, mountains in Kentucky are like little rolling hills here. But anyway, so.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm just kidding. I love Kentucky. Beautiful place. I mean, all green. Just gotta love green states. But
I agree. And good people.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, and there was a Don in Kentucky that calls you all the time, so that's okay. Yeah. Hey, a couple of things real quick. One, Hillary got spanked by the Russians, I guess, and he told her, we're not going to do anything to help you control the Iranians. And some, I guess this is my question for you, Kate, about this. If we finally decide, all right, and for Obama to do this, it would be just absolutely surprising to me. But and let's just say eventually the Israelis have got to go in and blow up these facilities. The United States is going to back them, if it starts a war with Iran or whatever. What is Russia going to do? I mean, are they willing to risk a world war with the United States over Iran?
Boy, that would seem so ridiculous, wouldn't it? I mean, off. You're absolutely right. We were talking about that earlier. They have backed off of, you know, they basically showed Hillary the door on the whole Iran thing. But would they really be willing to do that? And I'd have to say no. There has to be. I think they're just trying to play both sides. They're playing chicken. That's what I think they're doing.
Well, you know, everybody understands the card that the hand that the United States has dealt with is the fact that we're going to defend Israel. You call them the 51st state, they were the United States was the only country to recognize them, when they declared, back in 48 at the UN. There is some sentiment that is in Russia that, unfortunately, I don't know if it's a lack of education, their educational system, whatever, that the only reason why the Germans attacked them during World War II was so that they could mass exterminate more Jews, which, of course, you and I, from our history, you and both of us are history buffs, we know that's not the reason. It was just the fact that Hitler just hated Stalin with a passion.
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
And in fact, he lost the war because of Stalingrad and the battle there. But the point is, the reason I bring all the history back to present state now is that I don't think the Russians really care a crap about Israel. And quite a few other countries that are supposedly in Europe that are supposedly supposed to be, holding their hand out to the United States saying protect us, but we're not going to, we don't really care about the Jews, and they blame the war, on the Jews, and so I just really wonder what's going to, eventually this is, they're not going to stop. I mean, they've got a nutcase that's, they're running Ahmad the Jihad, that's running that country that, along with the Supreme Leader, who both, they're right-wing wacko Islamic extremists who, want to take Israel out. I mean, they believe they're biblical, they're part of the old, biblical proportions or whatever, Islamic or Quran proportion of bringing about what's supposed to happen or whatever. But it just makes it interesting. Hey, one other thing I got to share real quick. I was thinking about, we were talking last night, and I'm just really wishy-washy with this healthcare issue going on. It's such a vast issue. I mean, there's so much involved in it. But, I was sitting there thinking today, I can't go a day without listening on the radio or watch television where you don't see a Geico commercial, whether it's the lizard or the gecko or whatever, or the googly eyes or the caveman. You don't see the caveman too much anymore. And I remember the original, saying was, we eliminate the middle guy.
Sure.
And I have one of my cars, I have a policy through with them. Okay? And, you call up on the phone, they set the policy up, they send you the paperwork, you sign it, all that kind of thing. You send the money every month, everything's hunky-dory. I haven't found a public claim or anything yet, so I don't know how that works. But I've always wondered, at the same time, I do have an insurance agent with some other stuff that I have. I never hear from this guy, you know? He's the middle guy, you know? Sure. And it's like, and I understand a little bit on the insurance dollar when it comes to automobile insurance, that a quarter out of every dollar that you spend on your automobile insurance goes to your agent.
Right.
So then I started thinking, well, let's compare that to the issue of healthcare right now. And how much of the healthcare dollar, now they're telling us that it's 17%, which is about, $4 or $5 billion a year. Is that right? I don't know, $3 to $4 billion a year of the American economy is going towards, you know, healthcare. And I just wonder, I told you about my friend up in Idaho that, you know, he has the, he's an insurance agent up there. He sets up policies and plans, and the guy's made a ton of money. He's got 6,000 square foot house, 55 acres,
sure.
And I just love him. He's a great friend of mine, you know. But I've always just sat back and kind of just said, I can't believe he's making this money selling insurance, you know. And I just wonder how much of the money is involved in administrative costs, agents,
right,
et cetera.
Yeah.
People that have got nothing to do with putting a Band-Aid or a shot or you know, the actual, you know, the doctor, patient, nurse, patient, surgeon, patient, whatever, you know, the actual, you know, medical part of the industry. They're, you know, and it just shakes your head. And maybe I could be wrong here, Kate. I will tell you right now, Obama's exactly right. Something's got to be done. I mean, you know, I really am starting to like this idea of these insurance co-ops, you know, where you become a part of a little insurance co-op. I actually had a dentist present a plan to me once about that, and he said and his whole point was what I was just telling you, is that the administration and the agents and all that are what's eating up the money.
Absolutely. I think you answered your own question. That's it, Don. Exactly. I know three people in insurance, and they're all rich beyond belief. Every single one of them. The biggest houses, live in the best places, have a ton of money to burn through. Yeah.
And so when I said last night, they're going after the insurance companies, and that's what this whole thing's about. Well, you know, When people are, and I don't want to sit there and say that these people aren't performing a job or something, but when, you know, you see people living like this, when other people can't even get health insurance because of this, you know, maybe Brock's right, you know.
I think he's right. Thanks, Don. I think he's right in the insurance sense. I think what you have to do is reform the insurance aside of it. We've been saying that definitely all along. Stay with us.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office, and our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three Sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three Sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directed21.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Just for the record, President Obama now has 15 hours of policy review and another meeting with the War Council scheduled for next week. Of course, it's a strategy session on what to do with Afghanistan. Spokesperson, a.k.a. big-time flack for the White House, and this guy's brutal, Robert Gibbs, says the president has yet to hear the magic sentence or the magic phrase that will enable him to finish his strategy review and make the decision. So he's looking for the magic phrase. Anybody got a magic phrase for the president on Afghanistan? If you can think of something clever, please call me at 800-259-5791 or shoot it to me via email at americatonight.net. Here's what the deal is Gibbs was trying to shoot down a BBC story that Obama had settled on sending the 45,000 American troops to Afghanistan. I heard from a source that he was going to send less, that he was going to send half of that amount, which I think is ridiculous, because you're either in all the way or you're not in. And so if McChrystal, you trust him, he's there, he's the guy, he's the eyes, the ears, the everything for this, the point man on it. You got to trust his competence in the field and what he's telling you. There aren't enough medics, there's not enough this, there's not enough that. So if we're going to do this, we physically need these people. And the one thing is, the idea of withdrawing from Afghanistan is a no-go for Obama. I mean, they have said that. We're not leaving Afghanistan. Mm. Break out the pizzas. Wow. I'm still looking for that magic sentence. I'll think of something. And we'll shoot it to the email. We'll shoot it to the White House through their own email system. Let's go to Jana, who's listening to us in Iowa. Hey, Jana.
Hey, Kate. I just want to comment on this travesty of these insurance companies making humongous profits and people doing without basic health care. And
I know.
This is so close to my heart, and it's just, I don't understand Congress. They're not listening to the people that are contacting them and saying, this is what we want, this is what we don't want. And, you know, I just keep encouraging people, as I have on this show, to call or email or write your congressman. And at least once a week, I would say now, while they're in this area where they're getting closer to it, and I just can't imagine that they've got basically almost the same bill that they had to start with.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is true. And we've said this from the beginning. I mean, the part and parcel of the problem is the insurance. We had a doctor on, Doctors for Patient Care, one of those guys. And you know this, Jenna, and that's exactly what he said. He's a doctor, and he said, you know, the last thing we need is more red tape, and the problem is the insurance companies and what people have to go through with the insurance company. But where is the money going? The amount of profit is, I'm all about capitalism, but the amount of profit on the backs of the American people is outrageous, is what it is. But Jana, you know this too. The insurance companies are out there lobbying so hard and pushing so hard on the Hill, and half of the reelection campaigns and whatnot can be tied to sources through insurance companies in various ways. And that's also part of the problem, you know,
yeah,
the whole thing.
We need some reform on that too.
Yep.
I'd like to see some third and fourth party
serious
candidates out. And I'm hoping that happens in 2010, I'll tell you, because if not, we're going downhill fast, I'll tell you.
I agree, Jana. Thanks for your thoughts. As always, you were right on the money there. I'm all about that, the third party. I don't know that let's at least get a third party, but she makes a great point. What we're getting now, the same thing, it's the machine, it's the same deal. It's like somebody was talking the other day on one of the cable stations, and I thought, oh, that's kind of an interesting point, but it's what we're already saying, and people are catching on to this. I mean, what is Barack Obama was about the whole change thing, that we're getting rid of the same crap, the same old nonsense, the Washington cronyism. Has anything changed, really? Has anything changed that anybody has noticed that has been this time for a change movement? I'm saying no, it hasn't, because we're seeing the same old thing. Who you got, who you know, what do you know? I mean, you're either in or you're out. When you're on the Beltway, and they're apparently making ins with the people from Chicago that they brought to D.C., and it's the people that brought you there. And, you know, that old saying about dance with the one who brung you, they take it to a different level, to an extreme level, they being the politicians. And that's where somehow that has to stop. If there's more choices, then you would see that a lot of that would have to fall by the wayside, because people ultimately that are in the position of a senator or a congressperson or cabinet members or whatever, something political, you know, the people in those spots, and of course there's a difference between appointed and elected, but those people do not want to lose those jobs, not really. They're not looking to jump into the private sector until they've really had a lot of bravado and built up their name, and they're going to get, you know, 30,000 a speech or something and become really uber famous. There is something, it's kind of like a wild aphrodisiac to people who are in these positions of power. And what's happened is now we've built them up so much. I mean, built that power base up so much. You got to remember, I mean, say this to yourself over and over and over again. I guarantee Don would agree with this. Jana would agree with this. Mark would agree with this. the bottom line is, read the Declaration of Independence. Go over the Constitution. And remember that the government is us. I mean, we're the government. You have representation. And that's the idea. I mean, we can't give up our jobs and be in Washington, and then we would have nothing but chaos anyway, because you couldn't have every single person. You couldn't have every single person there. It's not, you know, it's not colonial times. And even there, they realize as they're building the government, you need representation, elections, etc. So if more people would get involved, if more people would vote and pay attention to who's running, you know, make people accountable that you elect. And that's how you do it. You pay attention to how they're voting. And that's pretty easy to find out. Even now with the websites, it's easy to go and figure out someone's voting record. And know the people who represent you. That way, if they're brutal, if they're just part of the machine and they're not representing Kentucky or Illinois or Iowa or Texas or California or Minnesota, vote them out. Vote for somebody else. And you'll see those third parties. You'll see independents. You'll see other people that start to come out of the woodwork to vie for those positions that aren't quite as tied to the politics of it all. I don't think you're ever going to completely eliminate it, because the problem is how much it costs to get elected. Unbelievable amounts of money. So the average guy or woman who really has this whole civic thing in their mind and they start to go down that path, they have to have friends in high places, because they have to have fundraisers and anything else that they can get their hands on to raise the money, because the money goes fast. And that's also part of the problem with the system. I mean, a democracy was set up in such a great way, even with certain flaws, but you cannot let it become, the power corrupt so much and bend that we don't have the options. And the option is to boot the people out when they're not representing you. Get better people in. And again, I'll say it again, Jana's right. Call, get involved, and it doesn't take that much time. I mean, nobody has time. Grandkids, kids, taking care of your health, working three jobs. I mean, I know it. But if you just carve out a few minutes, you shoot a quick email, you make a 10-second phone call, guarantee you're going to have a quick phone call, whatever it is, but something, enough pressure applied, things will change, because your congresspeople, your senators desperately want to hang onto those gigs for the most part, unless they've done something scandalous and they suddenly resign, or the private sector is calling because they've had this long career and they've gained a certain amount of fame, so they're going off to do something else. Or they go back into the private sector to be a doctor again or a lawyer again or, you know, whatever. But for the most part, you get what I'm saying here, right? So the magic phrase, it reminds me of an old radio promotion, the phrase that pays. So Obama is looking for the phrase that sticks for him, the magic phrase. So does that mean the people that are in the room, like poor General McChrystal, and I say poor because he's waiting for an answer, like the Defense Secretary Robert Gates, or the National Security Advisor Jim Jones, or the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral Mike Mullen, or any of the others that have been part of these meetings, have a little homework assignment and they've got to come up with the magic phrase? Imagine if you're McChrystal. We need to sell this plan, so I'm going to have to come up with some kind of a marketing strategy in order to get the president to sit up and take notice of what I'm saying here. I mean, yeah, it just sounds funny, and it's the typical, like I said, the White House flack, which would be Gibbs spinning it in a very weird direction. Coming up next, poor Jessica Simpson. She is just getting pounded. Wait till you hear the latest Burger King commercial. I think you're going to be a little bit surprised. Stay with us.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Here on America Tonight. You know, Jessica Simpson, take her or leave her, I could care less, no offense to her, so much about Simpson. Don't know her pop music or country music or any of that stuff. And even knowing about Jessica Simpson, the reason I know her is because she was, you know, big time in the tabloids all the time, and you'd constantly hear her name coming up no matter where you looked or turned, not just in the celebrity nonsense, but just all over the place. But you can ask yourself, when we let you hear this, whether this is tasteless and is it even funny, or does it come to a point where you've got good teasing, good-natured teasing, or just simply abusing somebody? And boy, she is one of the favorite punching bags of late, whether it's her breakup with her famous cowboy quarterback boyfriend, her mom jeans, or whatever else. So Fox, which is known to do all kinds of, you know, comedy bits and whatnot, did one this past weekend. And the bit was this, and it, I guess, infuriated Burger King. Very, very much. I mean, so much so that they say that no one from Burger King approved it before it aired, and they thought it was a poor attempt at humor, it was insensitive, and that they apologized to anybody it might have offended. And, it, of course, it was posted all over the web for people who missed it. It was a cartoon skit that aired during the Fox NFL Sunday show, and it ripped Jessica Simpson for her hate gain. So, you know, listen up closely to this and you decide, teasing, fair game, or just ridiculous layoff of her. Check it out.
The Cowboys lost again, but with everything going on in Dallas, you better believe they're as focused as ever in that locker room.
Man, I still can't believe Tony did it, Jessica Simpson, even after she blew up bigger than Roselle Adams.
Hey! Unlike Tony, at least Jessica comes up big when it counts. Just catch the snap, put down the ball, and the kicker will do the rest. No problem, coach.
What? Guys, I'm standing right here.
Sorry, Tony.
Hey,
Tony! Is Jessica around? We could use a defensive tackle!
Don't you have better things to do right now? Like coaching?
Nah, there's no way I'm making it through the season anyway.
Wow. In case you could, you know, I could hear that, but in case you had trouble hearing it, just basically it was a cartoon version of Marion Barber remarking, man, I can't believe Tony dated Jessica Simpson even after she blew up bigger than Flozell Adams. He's an offensive lineman who's huge. They call him Flozell the Hotel. And then Jason Witten, who's a tight end for that team, and he's wildly popular, saying, unlike Tony, at least Jessica comes up big when it counts. And then Wade Phillips saying, is Tony, you know, Tony, is Jessica around? We could use a defensive tackle. So clearly a rip on weight gain. Wow. And you can absolutely see why Burger King flipped out and apologized and everything else and said they had no idea, because I'm sure they were blasted by people. I mean, geez. I mean, no matter how you feel about Jessica and what's happened with her and, you know, whatever, it just seems like they are hammering her. But, hey, she's the person they're picking on at this point. And it's not just, it just happens to be this thing that was on Fox on the NFL. It's kind of like Palin and David Letterman. David Letterman just cannot get enough of thrashing Palin. Now, there are a lot of people that go after Palin and make fun of the new book thing, you know, the whole Rogue deal and whatnot. But like I said before, she gets the ultimate revenge because she's got a best-selling book, at least on the pre-orders, before it's even come out. So obviously somebody wants to read her book. But I guess my take on all of this is, whether it's tasteless or not, or juvenile, or it's to some people it's funny or whatever, if you're in the public eye in whatever form it is, whether you're like a Sarah Palin, there's going to be people, number one, it's going to endear you to more people because people are going to stick up for you, like this is happening with Palin and this is happening with Jessica Simpson. I think that, you know, you just, at these days, the way things are, you are just so fair game that it seems like nothing is out of bounds, and whether somebody apologizes or not, there's no accounting for poor taste or, you know, what is actually ha-ha funny. I mean, to be honest, the spot itself wasn't really that funny. It seemed more like a, I don't know who wrote it, but it seemed more like a morning show gag that you could might hear in Dallas, Texas, or somebody that's doing an NFL show that's doing a cowboy thing. It didn't really, even for Fox though, it didn't, to me, I don't know, it didn't make sense. So the bottom line is it was pulled off of the websites because there's a copyright claim issue thing, and I think that you'll probably get some reaction from her or her family or who knows, because people are starting to talk about it. Speaking of talking about it, an avalanche of email, of course, always about healthcare.
The mail is here.
Ooh. Yeah, the mail is here. And also about Olympia Snow when it comes to health care. Here's one from John. John says, Kate, I've been listening to the show now for a couple of months. I really enjoy it. It's funny when you say that you zig and zag all over the place because it's true, but you keep me informed, so keep doing it. One thing that you said the other night, you were talking about it being a snow day. I think you said something like that on the Hill. And it's funny how the president positioned the senator from Maine, but ultimately, do you think this will hurt her with her constituents? It could. There's a great chance that she may struggle next time because there was a big-time backlash on Olympia Snow ultimately saying, well, we just have to get this thing, you know, why? Well, we have to get this thing through, and I don't really agree with some of the things that are being said, some of the things that are being put in this bill, but we got to keep this thing moving. So she succumbed to the pressure. And sometimes I like, or I did previous to this, some of the things that Olympia Snow did, but she is taking a beating and even some nasty headlines in Maine. So I don't know. It's a coin flip because who would be the opposition the next time she runs? Here's one from Prime. Prime says, Kate, on this whole health care thing, it's just a nightmare. Why can't they punt, re-rack, as you like to say, and come up with a new plan? What is the hurry? All I want for Christmas is no health care reform. All right, I agree. I think that you can't keep pushing something off or it never gets done. I mean, look at illegal immigration, the problem with that. Look at some of the other things that just never, ever get the attention they need, so it keeps bouncing around and down decade after decade. Imagine if there had been real insurance reform, specifically with health care, years ago, maybe how different things could be now. But because it is so complicated and because most people don't understand how it's going to affect them, and because I think the number is bogus that they're saying and the mandate is rough on people who don't have insurance and can't afford it. I mean, show us the way you're going to be able to afford it if you don't make hardly any money and every cent you have goes to a mortgage or to rent or to baby formula or to transportation to get to the job that doesn't pay you enough or, you know, whatever the circumstances. All right, here's another one from Foxy L. Foxy L says, Kate, that was hilarious when you were talking about music. I've noticed that Donovan, kudos to Donovan, is mixing in, as you say, at some cool tunes. Keep it up, D-Man. Wow. How about that? A shout-out. Do we have some applause? A shout-out for Donovan from one of the listeners. Sweet. Yes. Donovan has been updating the tunes, and it's getting noticed. I like it. If you have any suggestions, send them to us, as always, at americatonight.net.
Now, there's no way I'm making it through the season anyway.